I remember texting my brother saying what a gorgeous day it is. 70 degrees and sunny outside. I said, it's perfectly fine.
Mike Swinney lives in rural Penfield, a couple miles outside of Gifford. It was unseasonably warm for mid-November, and he was on the porch with his family just before 1 p.m. When he saw the funnel cloud, he rushed his family to the basement. Minutes later, the tornado hit.
The roof was gone. My shed was gone. Cars were gone. So but that's when reality, set in. And you don't think clearly after something like that. We started taking all the doors off the hinges and boarding up all the windows. And why, we have no idea, just to secure what we had left in there. Obviously, we couldn't stay there. We knew that, so we had to leave and go somewhere else. But then we realized we couldn't leave anywhere. We didn't have no cars.
The F3 tornado had already made its way from the southwest through Gifford by the time it destroyed the Swinney home. In Gifford, a handful of people were hurt. No one died. Gifford is a small town, around 1,000 people. Len Sanderlin runs an ice cream shop in town. His home was one of dozens destroyed in the tornado. One of his first memories after the storm is of the community coming together to help.
Within about, I'd say, 30 to 45 minutes after the tornado came through, this street was lined with tractors, backhoes, people with chainsaws, trucks, clearing things out, getting the street cleared out. And they had this main street cleared out probably within an hour and a half or 2 hours.
That kind of resiliency could also be seen down the street at Bibb's Country Restaurant. Owner Lauren Schluter says by 7 that night, the restaurant was hooked up to a generator and serving electrical workers, emergency personnel, and volunteers. For a few days, Schluter says they prepared food around the clock.
Had a couple girls that live here in town that helped us, and a couple people that weren't even employed to give us a hand. So I got a couch in the back room. That's where I stayed. And there was times nobody was fanning the place. They just came in and helped themselves to coffee or pie or whatever. Open doors.
A drive through Gifford today shows lots of construction. A number of homes are being rebuilt. Many downtown businesses also had to rebuild, including a lumberyard and hardware store, as well as Mike Swinney's bar, North 40, which saw too much structural damage to stay open long term and plans to move across Main Street. Eric Rademacher is the zoning commissioner in Gifford.
I think to date I've issued around 55, somewhere in the mid-50s to date, for new homes to be built. And there's a few others that are still in the process. I haven't issued yet, but they're talking about building again.
While most people affected by the storm plan to rebuild, the loss of homes and businesses and the tax base they provide poses a new challenge for Gifford. Gifford Grade School Superintendent Rod Grimsley says the school expects a drop in the assessed valuation of the town's properties of $2.5 million heading into next year. That means less revenue from property taxes to fund services and infrastructure. Dustin Ayler is a village trustee in Gifford. He says it's too early to tell exactly what the financial hit will be, but he says the town will need to borrow money. Gifford Grade School reopened a week after last year's tornado. 45 students were displaced when the storm hit. 13-year-old Julia Mulvaney says her family was expecting to patch things up a bit when her home was damaged, but their insurance company said they had to move.
I was in Royal for like 6 months, and we finally moved back to Gifford last, I think, April, maybe. And so it's just been a little weird.
So you moved back into your house? Or you?
No, a different house. Okay. On the other side of town. I've already moved back in, but it's not the same.
Gifford continues to face any number of challenges, and life may not be the same for some time. But residents say they are rebuilding and describe the town as strong and resilient. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.